wrestle not against flesh and blood. Victory is a goal for every battle. Get set for an empowerment to conquer in the battles of life as you listen to Encounter with the Truth by Pastor Sammy.
Hallelujah. We give God the glory and the praise. I think that it's time we have to see that our technical things must be and praise the Lord. You know, anytime this place wants to line up, pastor have to be the one to ensure whatever. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? But it means that there is a technical defect somewhere, which means that something must be changed. Something must be what? Changed. And you have to think about the change. Praise the Lord. All right, this month we are talking about running with the prize in view. That is what we are discussing on the Sundays. Running with the prize in view. Running with the prize in view. Running with the prize in view. Our text scripture is Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Say, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Verse 14, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. Praise the Lord. Running with the prize in view. God has a prize for every child of His. There is a divine prize for every child of God. There is a reward. There is what? A reward. The will of God demands that when you do what He tells you to do, it is His will also to reward you. Praise the Lord. Most of the time, you don't pray for the rewards because God is faithful. Somebody say, God is faithful. He said, faithful is He who called thee. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Who also will do it. So when God tells you something and you do, His rewards are always automatic. Everyone say, automatic. 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 The greatest blessing a man can have is salvation. Salvation is every man's greatest blessing on earth. Salvation. 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 That is in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 3. He said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? It is the only thing in scriptures that the Bible used great to qualify it. Is so great a salvation. So great a salvation. So great a salvation. How can we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? how can we? So in these teachings, there are about six things it seems to achieve. Number one, the essence of salvation. Number two, what is God's interest concerning your life and my life? Number three, what blessings come to you when you fulfill God's interest or when you run with God's vision? Number four, what is God's vision for your life? And number five, how can you accomplish that vision? So these are the things the teaching seek to achieve. So salvation is the greatest blessing a man can have. So when you are saved, it's a sign to tell you that everything, somebody say everything, on earth, you can get it. Salvation is the door to things that God gives. So anything you can think of that God can give to a man, salvation is that door that you enter. When you enter the door of salvation, every other thing is there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is why it is the greatest. If you haven't been saved, you cannot connect to the things God gives to men. You can't. You can't. Now, God saves men for a purpose. When he saves you, he has an agenda for you. That is why he has saved you. Praise the Lord. For instance, when Jesus came on earth, he came for an agenda. He didn't just come. And he's the first begotten of the Father. Praise the Lord. So everyone begotten of the Father, when we say salvation, we mean Jesus have given birth to you. Your mother gave birth to you physically. And then to be in the spirit, you have to be given birth. And so when God gives birth to you, or when Jesus Christ, let me call it Jesus, when Jesus Christ gives birth to you, we call it salvation. We call it what? Salvation. And he gives birth to people for a purpose. He gives birth to people for a purpose. When he created the universe in Genesis chapter 2, let's look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 4. Genesis chapter 2, the verse number 4 and 5. It says, these are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was on earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. Now, God didn't allow anything to grow on the earth because there was no man. Somebody say no man. No man to till the ground. There was nobody to do work on the ground. There was no one to manage. So when he created the man, he said, you, I have created you to manage the things. To do what? Manage them. Manage the beasts on the field, manage fishes in the sea, manage the birds in the air, and manage the plants, manage everything. So everyone is born by God for a purpose. For a purpose. For a purpose. And that purpose is to serve God and to worship God. Praise the Lord. So I am saved to serve God. I am saved to worship God. That is the general purpose of God for every man. So if you're asking yourself, why am I saved? Then the answer is that Jesus has given birth to me, so that number one, I will worship him. Number two, I will serve him. Praise the Lord. Number one, I will worship him. Number two, I will serve him. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I will worship him and I will serve him. When you look at, I was looking at the Hebrew word for the word till the ground. And the Hebrew word says abad, which means serve and worship. There was no man to serve the land. There was no man to worship on the land. So God allowed anything to grow. So when you are not serving and you are not worshiping, things don't grow in your life. Things don't grow hot in your life. Things don't grow in your life. When Jesus came in Matthew chapter 4 verse 10, when the devil came in tempting him, he said, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and only him shalt thou serve. Only him. So why has God given birth to me? The answer is simple. Why am I born again? Why am I a Christian? Why? What is my answer? To worship God and to serve his interest. Praise the Lord. So when a man begins to find out what is God's interest that he should serve on earth, that is the one we call vision. Vision, biblical vision, is discovering what is God's interest for me on earth. Why has God brought me on this planet earth? Not what education have defined for you or what men have defined for you. Most of the things motivational speakers call vision is ambition. Ambition. Vision is not a man's decision. Vision is a man's discovery. You discover what is God's interest for me on earth. Why did God decided to bring me on earth? Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? Yes. Why did God decide to give birth to me? Why did he make me a human being? He told Jeremiah, look, you, before I formed thee in your mother's womb, I knew you. And I knew you, I have brought you on earth to be a prophet to my people. So when I say speak this, go and say it. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So vision is the discovering of God's interest in your life on earth. On earth. And all the time, vision is personal and vision is general. God have a personal vision for everyone, and he has a general vision for every child of his. Praise the Lord. Now, when a man is walking in God's vision or God's interest, what blessings does that man connect to? Number one, the man connects to peace. The first thing finding God's interest and walking in it will do in your life is that it gives you peace. Most people are doing things, they don't have peace. They know what you're doing, they shouldn't do it. Anything you are doing, you don't have peace, it's a sign to tell you that this is not what you are doing. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? In my first degree, I was trained as a planner. And I was given a whole district assembly to go and manage as the district planner there. But I knew that wasn't my calling. Praise the Lord. Yeah. That is not what will give me interest. So I didn't take, I opted out. And I rather chose to decide to do what God have called me for. So I chose to go and work for Scripture Union. scripture hot. So I went there myself and I said, I am a national service person. I want to do service here if you like me. And they knew me on campus. If you like me, praise the Lord. If you don't know planning, they are the people who is in charge of lands and things. If you want to buy land, you have a problem or there. That is where the money is. I'm telling you, money day there. Coming to change money. I say I don't know. Because that is not what will give me peace. When you are working in God's vision, after I did my master's, I had option to work for bank and insurance. And I chose to come here and start this church in a class 2 class with benches. With benches. Because that is what will give me peace. Praise the Lord. So look, walk in vision. Don't walk in ambition. Praise the Lord. And the thing is gradually speaking. Praise the Lord. So, vision, when you discover God's interest for your life and you are walking in it, you are at peace. You are at peace. My joy has never changed from class 2 classroom in Wood Methodist. And now, I am always the same. I am always what? The same. Because it gives you peace. Number 2, when you discover God's interest and you are walking in it, in Job 36 verse 11, he said you will serve the Lord. Job 36 verse 11, if they will obey and they will serve my interest, then. Look, let me remark. Fathers and mothers, allow your children to walk in the vision of the Lord. To walk in what? To walk in the vision of the Lord. Allow them. When I took this decision, you know, my parents thought it was a very tough one. Very tough. I'm telling you, right off. Are you getting like, let's say, my family now, number 2. We had a lot of young lambs. And they were thinking. And I was in abroad and I came. And they thought their son is going to do a wedding. And I said, I'm going to start it. That is what God is leading me. Where? They were thinking to myself, no, I'm coming to Tarpani. Who do you know? Nobody. Who is there? Nobody. What? It doesn't make sense. Do you understand? Yeah. My father couldn't agree with me. Not at all. How? But my mother sees a very spiritual. I mean, my mom is spiritual and that is all. And look, I have never been a liability. All my younger ones, I help them to grow. When you take God's path, you never lack things. You never hurt. Everyone, some of them, I took them to school, got admission for them. I paid their school fees. Sometimes people think that you'll be poor. They don't know that they are poor. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So, parent, this is just a remark to parent. Allow your children to walk in God's vision. That is where they will find peace. And when they have peace, you will have what? When they don't have peace, you will not have what? Peace. Praise the Lord. Number 2, it brings prosperity. If you obey and you serve God, you will prosper. What is prosperity? Prosperity is walking in excess supplies. You are walking in supplies of God. You are walking in supplies of God. Somebody says supplies of God. If they will obey and they will serve me, they will live all their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. So find out what God's interest is for your life and start to work it out. You will find you prosper. You don't need to pray for prosperity, but prosperity will come to you. Praise the Lord.
You don't need to pray for prosperity. It will come.
This says, we don't beg. We don't borrow. We don't force anybody. You are giving room. We teach you God's word and allow you to work to do it.
Prosperity.
In 3 John 2, he said, I wish above all things that you will prosper. Be in good health. Even as thy soul prospers. So prosperity is nothing broken, nothing missing. Nothing broken, nothing missing. Prosperity. Now, knowing serving God's vision, what it brings, what then is God's vision for us as a church that we have to fulfill to see these blessings of peace and blessings of prosperity? Number one, in Mark 11:17. And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer. The house of prayer. The house of prayer. So what is God's corporate vision for us as a church in this? First, thing God expects us to put ourselves, that every home house in this commission will be a house of prayer. A house of prayer. A house of prayer. We are in the seasons according to Zechariah chapter 8, verse 20 to 23. Where men will press into the house of God to say, let us go to the house of the Lord to pray. Somebody say to pray. 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 To pray. To pray. And they will say, I will also. Why are they coming to God's house? To pray. So God wants every child of His in this season, in this commission, to be an instrument of prayer. Make your home a prayer home. Make your life a prayer life. Praise the Lord. No life deteriorates by prayer. Life deteriorates by lack of prayer. There is no man. There is no person, there is no nation, there is no people who prays and their life deteriorates. Rather, it is lack of prayer that brings deterioration. Praise the Lord. The United Kingdom you know today, all the fathers of faith we know, the traditional pillars of faith, and besides the apostles, they are either British, German, or Swedish. Those people, the Europeans, that people say now they don't pray. Go and research this. Every father of faith, John Wesley is not an African. Do you understand? John Calvin is not an African. John Knox is not from Africa. Are you hearing me? They are not, so you know, people say, Africa, you pray. You don't read. You don't sense. You don't know it. The fathers of faith that we know, there is no black man in it. They are all white. with your little, you are born to small irrelevant, and you see this current generation that is deteriorating the nation. They are the ones you have seen. And you are talking so Abrafokromo Mampai, Africa, I'm sorry, I can't. Who are those who came to teach us? Who came and taught us the Bible for us to receive the Holy Ghost? It is them. Go and read your notes well. Go and read them. Things deteriorate when people stop prayer. That is why now they want to marry animals and trees. Their fathers never had the idea of that. Even divorcing wasn't part of their life. It wasn't part of their life. Those who build the nation, they are destroying. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? Yeah. Go and read. Church history. You will see. It is now that Africa, God is helping us. That, so stop talking your ignorance and start accepting that what will change this continent is what they have ignored. And God have helped us. It went to Asia, Korea. Korea, even before we got independent, I friend with them. Ghana was better than them. They started praying. Now every car we are driving here is a Korean car. Praise the Lord. At a certain time in life, all the big churches, every church, the biggest was in Korea. Assemblies of God, biggest church. Methodist, biggest church. Presby, biggest. It was in Korea. Praying. Praise the Lord. So what is God wishing for us as a church? Forget about anybody. We. That you will be a prayer person. That your home will be a prayer home. That the church will be a prayer church. Praise the Lord. When you look into scriptures, everyone you know who became something was a prayer person. They were not praying for themselves. They were praying for God and his people and his work. Let's start with Father Abraham. Abraham was a businessman. He wasn't a pastor. We all know it. He was a big time businessman. In Genesis chapter 18, he stood before God praying for Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham. Praise the Lord. He wasn't a pastor. He was praying for Sodom and Gomorrah. Jacob. We all know. You name your child after him, Jacob. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I won't even talk about the pastors like Samuel and God. I'm mentioning people who were not pastors for you to know. That you know. Jacob wasn't a pastor. But he prayed for a whole nation to be born. In Genesis 32, from 24 to 28, in his prayer, he was interceding for Israel. That through him, a nation was born. And that nation is standing now. You ask yourself, when you read that, you hear Amalekites, Philistines, where are they? All those people have vanished from the earth, but Israel is still on. So when you are reading the Bible, ask questions. Where are the Philistines? Goliath, Tebushna, they are no more. They are extinct. Amalekites. All of them, there is nobody there again. Who is there? Israel. Because one man who was a businessman, flourishing businessman in his days, Jacob, took time to pray. You come to somebody like David. David was a politician. Strong one. He won all elections. Praise the Lord. Won all. That all the women in Israel were singing for him. Even before he became the president, the women like him. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me? Yeah. In Psalm 55 verse 17, he said, evening, morning, and noon will I pray. That politician was praying 3 hours every day. So everybody, about 80 to 90% of people you know in scriptures who became somebody, they were men of prayer. Daniel was a staunch politician. He was so relevant in 4 successive governments. Like let's say Ghana, CPP, Daniel, they took him. He was like the prime minister. NDC came, Daniel, prime minister. MPP came, Daniel, Hurt, prime minister. And then whoever is coming now, Daniel Hurt, prime minister. Are you hearing me? He was not a preacher. In Daniel chapter 9, when you read verse 1 to 4, he understood from the books and he gave himself praying for the people of Israel. Politician. So for you to become something, these people became something by prayer. For you also to become something, you need to make your life a life of prayer. Your home, a home of prayer. And this should be a sense of what? Prayer. When you are not praying, we call prayer meetings, you are not coming. Your home, you are not, family cell, you are not praying. Local center, you are not praying. Your own life, you are not. Know that gradually your life will deteriorate. Your life will hurt. Things doesn't stay the same like that. No. It either goes up or come down. There is no stagnation. If you are not doing anything, this is how life is. If you are not doing anything, you see that it's going. Do a soup. Don't do anything. Move it and put it there and cover it. The law of deterioration. There's something there that naturally deteriorated. You now see things, some white things will come up. Why? You're still, you did. You haven't stayed. You have just covered it and it is what? And so you should ask yourself that when you are not applying any, things will start to spoil. That is how this earth is. You are not praying, your life will not be the same. It will not stay where it will spoil. It will spoil. Because there is something here that spoils things on this. It's in the air. You don't need to pray. When the church stopped prayer, the church has started spoiling. Praise the Lord. So what is God's vision for us in this season? That every person, every home, every house, every individual will be a house of prayer. Number 2, in John chapter 15 verse 16, he said, you have not chosen me. I have chosen you. Go out there and bring forth fruit. Let your fruit remain. That whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, I will do. So God's vision for us in this season is that everyone will work himself to bring one person to church every Sunday. Go and bring forth fruit. Let your fruit remain. Don't just bring the person to church. Bring the person to church and let him remain. So work on the person to stay, serve the Lord and get delivered and make it to heaven. Every soul, by the grace of God, God have used me to bring to this church. That's my prayer. And those I'm bringing. Yeah. I went out yesterday. I spoke to some people. This morning I drove my car there. They were not ready. They said they are coming. I'm waiting. I'm trusting God they will come. Look. how should I say it? He said, go and bring forth fruit. And then whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, you have been asking things. and you don't get it, the key is there. John 15:16. You have not chosen me, I have chosen you to go and bring forth fruit. And when you do that, whatsoever, people say whatsoever. Whatsoever. You ask God for healing, whatsoever. You ask God for children, whatsoever. You ask God for whatever, whatsoever. Praise the Lord. When I was going out for the prophetic visit, one of my prayers was that every church I will visit, people are married, they need a child. This week, too, one person called me. I told you last week. I said, God, everywhere I'm going, that people are married, they don't have children. Give those testimonies. Let after that visit, let them conceive. Last month, I heard one. This month, I have heard one. Praise the Lord. Because it was my prayer. And he said, whatsoever. But it's not because I am a pastor that is what I've been saying. Go ye, bring forth fruit. And when you begin to bring fruit, when you ask the Father anything, he will what? So why are you asking God to heal you and you are not getting healing? Go out and bring forth fruit. Work on your fruit to remain. And then use this scripture to challenge him. That, Lord, this is what you have said. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? So every son, that every member will work on one person to bring the person to church. And working on people is not some, in the week of emphasis, mommy taught us. It's like that. At least, when you speak to four people, the best you can get is to get one. So if you want more, you have to speak to more people. That's the Jesus principle. That's the Jesus principle. When you invite four people, the best you can get is one person coming to God. One person coming to God. So if you invite only one person, you are sure he won't come. Yeah, that's how it is. That's how it is. So you need to keep on speaking to people about Jesus, inviting. We invite eight, you are likely to get two. If God is helps you, then you can get three or four. That's the Bible principle. But you know why you are doing it. You know that whatsoever, someone say whatsoever. Whatsoever. You ask the Father, in my name, I will do. So God's vision for us is to, for us to work, said that every Sunday, we can bring one person to church. One person. Praise the Lord. What is God's vision? Number three. That every one member will be part of the church family. Someone say the church family. Someone say the church family. Yeah. And it is a revelation God gave me. That just as we have physical families, the church too should be a family. The church should be heard. Yes. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 and 20. The church too should be a family. When we talk about church family, what do we mean? We mean a group of people in the church who sees themselves as belonging to one household, one heart. So where in the church you will have a church father, a church mother, a church brother, a church sister, who is different from your biological and your biological what? Sister, your biological daughter, your biological son. And you know, this one helps out for everyone to be catered, for everyone to be what? Catered. And to be loved. You don't see yourself as alone. If even your biological family is not there, you know you have a church what? Church family. Church family. So it is something we are going to do. I'm teaching on it. And we break ourselves into families. and will give names.
Families.
So me, I will have a church family. Mommy will have a church family. He has his own sons and daughters. I have my own sons and daughters. I might not even be the church father. In the family I belong, somebody can be the church father. And I'm a child in that family. I'm a child what?
Yeah.
Are you getting it?
Yeah.
Church family. And then we love ourselves and help to build others. You don't know what your life can do for someone. Praise the Lord. You may think that you don't have anything. Yeah, it's not what you have or what you don't have. It is about be able to care for somebody. There's somebody who just needs somebody like a mother figure. You just talk to him. Because biologically, there is nobody hurt. There. And in the church, there are a lot of people. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? I was praying and God told me, put the church into families. So this is God's agenda. When we start to do, everybody inculcate yourself, belong to that family. Belong what? To that. That everybody. So you have a biological family and then you have a church family, which you see everyone in that family the same way the people too in your biological family. Praise the Lord. And the last which is that everyone, every youth will be developed. Every youth. To become who God has made you to be. I told you, God has shown me one day the number one man in this nation will be will be part of this commission. It will be a conqueror. I don't know when. But I know it will not happen after my departure. I'll be alive to see it. Praise the Lord. And who are the people? It's you and me, the young people now that we have to develop and we have to raise them. We have to raise them. Why are you an earth? Who are you? Where are you going? What can you do? These are things young people must know. Praise the Lord. So, God wants us to develop the younger ones. 13 to 19, 20 to 35. So, if you're a parent here and we call for meetings for your children, encourage them to come. Don't sit there like mother or father who is a hindrance. Ah, you know, it's very late. The place is dark. So we who are here, we are animals, huh? We are animals. I mean, praise the Lord. Do you know the time I started coming here? At night. This place was bush. Praise the Lord. But we're coming here to pray. It's not now. Somebody live here. Somebody live here. Somebody live here. Some parents doesn't know what blessing is. Their mothers, their children, they come to cities, their mothers say they won't visit them. They won't hug their children. The children have become great people. Because there is no Christ what? In them. There is no what? Christ in them. Their father said, you'll be calling your child and he won't come. He said, mommy, I'll come. You know, I have to go to US. From there, I'll move to France. And from France, I will come back. And I have a German appointment. Praise the Lord. And he has a German appointment. Because he doesn't value you. Because he has not been taught to. Education don't teach those things. It is God's house. We teach them. We impact them. So you just be sitting there. And you will see your children. They will become monsters on you tomorrow. So allow them to be developed. Allow them all to be developed. Because that's what God has shown me. That develop the younger one, because I have greater destinies for them. Somebody's blessed. Somebody's blessed. Somebody's blessed. Now, how can we accomplish this? How? Now we know the vision. There are fourfold. One, that every house will be a house of prayer. Number two, that everybody will work and bring one person to church every Sunday. Number three, that you belong to a church family. And number four, we will allow the younger ones to be developed. How can we accomplish this? Number one, believe this is God's vision for us in this season. Believe it. Believe it. Just believe. Just believe. You know, when people don't believe it, people have taken me for granted and they have lost great things. And people have taken me serious and they have gained great things. Praise the Lord. So it depends on where you are standing. Depends when. Recently, I was talking to one deacon. He brought his friend. And I told him, this will happen. He took me for granted. Praise the Lord. And everything I said has what? Has happened. Everything. His work, his business, his whatever. I said it detailed. It for granted. Praise the Lord. Believe. People are so. I was telling the ministers that, you know, people always don't appreciate what is close to them. They think something far is better. Something far is what? Yeah. And maybe you may be sitting in this there. You think a certain prophet somewhere is better. A certain pastor, a certain church. That's the nature of human beings. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me?
Yeah.
Something far is better. What is close is not. Is not. It's not. Believe that this is God's vision for us. That God want me to have peace. God want me to prosper. And this is the way. Are you? At the beginning of the year, I told you that things are going to be very hard. I didn't even know there was war. And I told you four things. Beginning of the year, now war never. Emma, will be ever. But as a prophet, I saw it. I said it. Three things God said. Serve the Lord. Be faithful with your tithe and give your first fruit. I said it here, stood here and say. Nobody had an idea that there is. And when you have a prophet, just believe. Just what? Believe. Except what you say is not in the Bible. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Anything I say not in the Bible, don't take it. Throw it off. Trust it. Trust it. Trust it. It's not in the Bible. Trust it. Throw it away. It's not God. And I will never be that man. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? Yeah. So believe that is God's vision for us. Number two, what do we have to do? Expect rewards from God when you obey it. Expect that God will reward you. As you are doing it, expect it. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 13 and 14. Expect that you will have peace. Expect that you will prosper. So you face life with a positive mentality, with a positive word. Mental. Expect that you will prosper. People will be, I said it in the week of emphasis. This is the seasonal. people are going to struggle, power, unbelievers. They'll be selling their things and we'll be buying it. They'll be selling. You say, I have that I want to sell. You say, I'll buy. Your work colleague will say, this is my car I want to sell. You say, I will do what? I'll buy. This is my house. He said, I'll buy. How much? He said, anything you have, bring. This is the season. I'm telling you. Position well. That is what God told me. The world is going to suffer. But people who are serving the Lord well will begin it. Will begin. Don't feel bad for them all. Because they have disregarded Jesus. And Jesus have, he said, if you honor me, I will honor you. If you dishonor me, what? I dishonor you. We are praying for them, but don't feel for them. Don't feel for them. Because, no, Jesus is not feeling for them. Say, you honor me, I will honor you. Do you dishonor me, what? When they are selling, buy. And don't feel for them that you are buying your friend thing. Buy it. Praise the Lord. Are you getting it? Yeah, this is the season. But the way you can be is to position well. To what? Position in the covenant. Give yourself to spiritual things. When you wake up, Mali kota pakali de bodisige, le mama mani koda bagadusikete, le meni glosi kapanti kalabado, lazi de kumbagadikete. Look. When things are happening to you, you don't know, you don't understand. Speak a language you don't what? Understand. Makute kalide, vlani kondi blakuski tikabali tekite, pesida balabadi kodeba, you raise Zion King, then you worship him. Speak a language you don't understand. Your body is wandering, boring. You don't. Some of us, when you are praying, you speak it out. Someone says, speak it out. Put your hand there. Kaptika laba kuteke deka. You are going. Abdomen problem. Katikola bagadikete. You don't know where it came from. Speak a language to it to go. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? So expect your reward. Someone say expect. What should we do? So number one, believe that it is God. Number two, expect. Number three, which I end with. Give yourself to the demands. Do what God is saying we should do. He says, work and bring one person to church every Sunday. Work it. Start working this week. Today to start. Who can I bring? I say if you talk to four people, you are likely to get one. So if you want to say, oh, I've invited this my friend, you are likely not to get it. He's not born again. He doesn't go to church, but he won't come. It is 4:1. 4:1. 4:1. 4:1. 4:1. So if you talk to four souls, you are likely to get one to give it, to plant himself in church. So if you just speak to one person, you are likely to, you won't get. You will go already. It's not there. Some will even put their phone up. Because the devil make them not to love Jesus. So you start. Give yourself to the demands. My house should be a house of prayer. You start to pray. You wake up at least 1 hour a day. There are prayer points on the WhatsApp page. Take some. You are driving, you are praying. Katiko, anybody who have driven with me, when I'm driving, it is 3 hours, it's in prayer, 3 hours. When I'm, you don't drive with me and sit down. You will be sleeping and then you will be praying. When you wake up, continue the prayer again. Continue what? The prayer. That's how it is. People are driven with me, they know it. And when we get to a place and there's food you want to eat, I will buy food for you to eat. Praise the Lord. But look, you will pray. The prayer, then you will do what? You won't sit there and then, no. You are going to work. You are sitting in a car. Maliko taba liko ni masite. Lige de bogusi kapati kalia. Blando gitete. And these are the seasons you must pray more in tongues. Those of us who don't pray in tongues, next week Thursday we'll do Holy Ghost baptism. Come. Because some of the things have, you have no understanding. So you are praying to understand, what will you say? You don't know what's happening. Why it happened like that? You don't know it. You can't understand. So what is your prayer point? What is your prayer point? It is something you have understanding on, that when you are praying, you know what to what. Say. That is why he said, we know not what to say, as we ought to say, because most of the things happen to you and me, we don't know why it is what. So if you want to pray with your understanding, you may be praying amiss. So pray with a language you don't hold, to handle the things you don't hold. Understand? It's simple. So this Thursday, will be Holy Ghost baptism, 6 p.m. Come! You don't pray in tongues. Don't be happy about it. It is not good. It is not good as a Christian. You don't pray in tongues. You have to. If you don't, many things cannot happen in your life. There are miracles you can't see. You can't see. Praise the Lord. You can't see. So give yourself to the demands. At least every day, give to 1 hour. You pray 20 minutes here, you pray 10 minutes here, you pray 5 minutes there. You can't get the full 1 hour, but you can get 20, 10, 15, 20. Then it is more than even 1 hour. Are you getting it? You wake up early in the morning, you do some, go to the WhatsApp. Any of the prayer points, they are kingdom prayers. Take some. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Papa, you fire. 10 minutes, you are in your car, you pick your phone again. You are praying. Someone say, what are you saying? I'm not talking to you. I have my mouth. I can say whatever I want to work. I want to say. You are using your own to chew chewing gum. I'm using my own to pray in tongues. Is it your problem? It's not. Don't let anybody intimidate you. Do you understand? There are some of us Christians, we are very weak and dull. People can intimidate you at your workplace. Why are you praying in the work? Why shouldn't I pray? When discussing your football, do I come to tell you, why are you discussing football here? You like what you want to use your mouth to discuss. I also like what. Don't let any devil intimidate what? Intimidate. You don't pray to disturb anybody. You are saying, are you hearing me? Your mouth is open. Say, mind your business. My God, somebody is blessed. So give yourself to the demands. As you do that, as I do that, we will begin to see the two blessings, prosperity and the peace of God. Please be on your feet.
You are here this month and you want Jesus in your life. Somebody here need to give his life to Jesus. Something might change in your life. You need that Jesus. I want to pray with you. You want to say, Jesus, you become your Lord and Savior. Lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. You want to say, I need Jesus. If I die today, I cannot make it to heaven because my life is not right. Lift your right hand and I'll pray with you. In somebody's life, say, Father, I thank you that you died on the cross for me. Today, I ask you, come into my life. Become my Lord and Savior. From today, I will follow you and serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by the word of God. We would love to have you worship with us at Conquest Global Ministries, Takrady, or call us on 0243-287-958 or 0246 011-278. You are blessed.